Okay, this week is Achrei Moshe Shabbos HaGadol, and in Heretz Zayin Pasuk Lamed, Pasuk says a famous Pasuk, V'yoyim hazeh yichaper aleichem, v'tahar eschem, mikol chat oiseichem, l'fnei Hashem t'toru. Obviously the parasha is discussing about Yom Kippur. Famous Mishnah, Numa, Perikhes, Mishnah Tes, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael of Nei Miatem Etahari. Phrase is Klal Yisrael, in front of whom are you becoming Tahar? Mi Metahar Eschem, who's Metahar you? Avichem Sheba Shemaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashreichem Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metahar us. And Dunno Magid is bothered. What's so special about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Metahar us? The Iker is that we become Tahar. Seems it's a special Ashreichem that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metahar us. And it's not just the fact that we became Tahar, that we are becoming Tahar, but the name me. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Mi Metahar Eschem Avichem Sheba Shemayim. The Nomagitz is over with a mashal. There's many times that a doctor comes to heal a chayla. A doctor comes to heal a patient who's sick. If he asks the doctor, what's his top priority? What's the first thing on his mind? To heal the patient. Sometimes the doctor has to make a decision how to heal the patient. Sometimes there's a refuah that causes pain, causes sorrow to the patient. But after Pekin, the doctor's overriding goal is the refuah, is to heal the patient, even though sometimes it might bring pain and sorrow to the patient in the process. That's only secondary, but his main goal is the refuah. But says the Dumno Magid, imagine if the father is a doctor and the son is a chayla. If the father is the doctor and the son is the chayla, then you can rest assured that it's just as important to the father, the doctor, healing him and trying to make it as pleasant as possible without causing any sad to the child. The more the doctor cares for the patient, like a father and a son, the more the doctor will make it a top priority during the refuah to make it as pleasant and as pain-free for the patient as possible. Oh, so the Dumno Magid, that's the pshat. Omer Rabbi Akiva, mi metahar eschem, who's metahar you? Avichem Sheba Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. Bonim atem Hashem alakeichem. When a father comes, and a father is the roife, and a father is the one who's metahar the child, the father does it in such a way, with as much rachmonis as possible as he can. So Ashreichem Yisrael, praised we are, is that who's metahar us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's metahar us. And forget, and even though Hashem has been retired us, it's done with great rachmonis, like a father to a son. Later on in the parasha, in Perik Yud Ches, Pasuk Hey, right before Shishi, Ushimartem es chukoisai ves mishpotai ashi yasa oisim ha'odom v'chai behem ani Hashem. Hashem says, watch my chukim, my mishpotim, that a person does and he'll live in doing the mitzvahs, ani Hashem. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down something that we all know. Says the Chofetz Chaim that the Ramach Eivarim, the 248 Eivarim of a person's guf, correspond to the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh, the 248 Mitzvah Saseh. And the Shin Samachay Gidim, the 365 Gidim, correspond to the 365 Mitzvahs Loi Saseh. Says the Chofetz Chaim, just like in Gashmias, there are two types of Eivarim of limbs in a person. There are those Eivorim, those parts of a person that his life does not depend upon it. The Neshama is not Tuya Boy. For example, a person loses Chas V'Shalom, an arm, a leg. It's not life-threatening. A person could live. He's a Baal Mum. He might have a Mum. It might be noticeable to all, but it's not life-threatening. It's not an Eivish and Neshama Tuya Boy. But then there are those Eivorim that a person's life depends on. A person has something wrong, Chas V'Shalom, the head, the heart, so on. A person can't survive. Those are the Ivarim Shanashama Tuyabai. Those are the parts of the body the Neshama depends on. You find an Erechim. If somebody says, Erech Roshi Alai, the Erech of my head is on me to give the Hektish, he has to give his entire value, because that's an Eivar Shanashama Tuyabai. He says, Erech Yodi Alai, Erech Ragli Alai, he doesn't give his whole value, because it's not an Eivar Shanashama Tuyabai. Says the Chofetz Chaim, just like in Gashmias, you have two types of Ivarim, the same is true in Ruchnias. Mitzvahs, there are different types of mitzvahs. Each mitzvah relates to part of the guf and part of the neshama. There are those mitzvahs that a person, if he doesn't do them, or he's ivy, he's not careful, he becomes a balmum, but he could still survive. His whole life doesn't depend on it. And then there are those mitzvahs that Hanashama Tuyiboy, that his whole existence depends on those mitzvahs. And if he doesn't, Chas V'Shalom, do those mitzvahs, then a person can't survive. His whole neshama is in danger. It's an aver and mitzvah, shenashama tuluyaboy. Says the Pasuk, U'shamartem eschukoysai ves mishpotai. Watch all my mitzvahs, all my dinim. Asher yasa oisim ha'odom v'chai behem. The person watches all my mitzvahs v'chai. Then he'll live a complete life. He won't be a balmum. He won't be missing any parts. He won't, his neshama won't be affected. He won't, chas v'shalom, do those aveiros that can take away his neshama, v'chai behem. A person wants to live completely, v'chai behem, should be careful to do all the mitzvahs. So doing the mitzvahs, a person will live a healthy life. Chavos Chaim brings down a marshal, and he says, just how the Gemara in Sukkah, how the Yetzer Hara works. And he brings down a famous marshal that the king decides to build a garden next to his palace. King has a beautiful palace, and he decides to build a beautiful garden next to his palace. And he brings in the best gardeners and the best architects, and design the garden, and he plant all types of trees, and flowers, and grass, a beautiful garden. And they build a fence around the garden to make sure that the animals don't come in, and people don't come in when they're not supposed to. There's fences around the trees for protection, and he hires the best gardeners to tend to the garden, take care of the garden, day in and day out. And the king opens the garden in a few hours every day for people to come in and relax, people to come in, enjoy the fresh air, enjoy the trees, the flowers. One day the king is looking outside his window from the palace, and he sees a man walk into the garden. And the person goes to the garden, and he starts to break the fence near one of the trees. He starts to break the fence to come closer to the tree. The king's a little upset, but okay. First offense, he's not going to do much. The next day, he sees the same person comes back. This time, the person goes through the broken fence, and he picks off fruit from the tree and starts to eat. All right, king's a little bit upset, but okay. We'll let him go. The third day, the same person comes back, and this time, instead of just taking off a fruit, he decides to break off a whole branch from the tree. Break off a whole branch from the tree, and he'll get a whole bunch of fruit. Breaks off a whole branch from the tree. The next day, he comes back, and he decides to uproot the entire tree. And he takes out his axe, and he starts digging in order to take down the whole tree. At that time, the king's had it. He calls the guards, and they arrest this person. Says the Chofetz Chaim, the palace of the king is Shemayim V'aretz. The garden the king made, the king is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The palace is heaven and earth. The garden is the Torah that Hashem gave us. The fence are the Gedorim, the Siyogim, the Chachamim made. To help us keep the Torah, we should be Eivar Averis. The Peiris represent the mitzvahs that we have, which help us grow, come close to Hashem. What happens? The Yetzer Hara comes to us, and the first thing the Yetzer Hara tries to get us to break is the fence. Break through the gedder, a little siyog the Chachamim made. It's only a gedder the Chachamim made. It's a chumrah, it's a fence. Siyog, it's not so important. Break the fence, and that's how it starts. Starts off very small, breaking through the small fence. What happens the next day? It reaches out for the fruit. You ready? Okay, you broke through the fence. All right, this mitzvah is not important. You can break the mitzvah. The next day, it becomes a whole bunch of mitzvahs. Break off a branch with all the mitzvahs. Until slowly but surely, it becomes uprooting the whole tree, uprooting the whole Torah, uprooting a person's Yiddishkeit completely, and a person falls and ends up destroying himself. We just had the Gemara in Sukkah. The Yetzer Hara first appears like a thin thread. It starts with the small things, the siyog, and then it grows bigger. A person doesn't fight back. The Yetzer Hara keeps on winning him over, one thing after another, like the Gemara says. The Yetzer Hara tells him first one aveira until he tells him tomorrow go serve avodah zarah. Eventually, one thing leads to another. V'chai behem. A person who wants to live has to be careful to watch all mitzvahs, even the smallest mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs of the Rabbanon, even the gedarm of the Rabbanon. This way, a person will v'chai behem will live by keeping the Torah. There's a sfas emes on these psukim. If you look inside the Sfas Emes, it's divided up by years. Whereas in Pashas Achrei Mois, it's divided up by years. In the year Tofresh Samach, the first piece in Tofresh Samach, Kemasei Eretz Yisrael, is a very beautiful Sfas Emes. If you look closely at the Pesukim here, in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Bey says, Da'aber al B'nei Yisrael, V'yomart aleihem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It says, Ani Ayim Hashem. What are the next words in Pasuk Gimel? Kemasei Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yishavtem Bo Lo Sasu. Don't do like the actions of Mitzrayim in which you lived. The pasuk continues, fine. Pasuk Dalid, as mishpatai ta'asu, watch my mishpatim, v'schukhoisai tishmeru leches behem, and watch my chukim to go in their ways. Again, ani Hashem elokeichem. It says ani Hashem elokeichem at the end of pasuk beis, at the end of pasuk Dalid. So some speaks in a medrash, and the idea is that it says twice ani Hashem elokeichem, once next to loisasu, and one next to tasu. In pasuk gimel it says ani Hashem elokeichem at the end of beis. Pasuk gimel. What gives the person a koyach to be able to hold himself back and not give in to his taivis and not be over the lavin, not to do a mitzrayim? Ani Hashem elokeichem. Hashem gives us that koyach to be able to withstand the temptation and overcome the averus of a lav. The same is true by an asay in pasuk dalad. As mishpatai tasu, ves chukaisai tishmu echas mehem. What koyach do we have? How are we strong enough to do the asays? To do the mitzvahs? Again, ani Hashem elokeichem. Hashem is the one who gives us the koyach to overcome the taivis of the lavin and to be strong enough to do the mitzvahs asay. Rashi brings down on kemasei eretz Yisrael. What does Rashi say? Rashi brings down magid. This pasuk teaches us shemaseim shel mitzriim shel kananiim mikukol mikolumois. The actions of Mitzrayim and the Kananim were the worst of all of the nations. The Oisai Mokoim, she Yoshu by Yisrael, and the place that Bnei Yisrael lived in, Mekuko Mirakoil, was the worst of all places. Very strange. That's where we ended up. In the worst countries, in the worst places, filled with Tyrus and Averis, that's where we ended up. And the Sfas Emes writes words, quote word for word, Uvevadai, and definitely, Kasha Bocha Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'odom, when Hashem chooses a person, L'shalchoi Lo'yom Azeh, to send him down to this world, not a boy kayaches gavus. Hashem plants in him, gives a person the power to overcome all of the taivis. Shederech hamelech lahamid hagibayrim b'makom chayzek hamochamo. It's the way of the king to put the best soldiers, the strong soldiers, in the strongest part of the mochamo, in the dangerous part of the mochamo. Hashem puts us in the Mekaymus Mekukolim, the dangerous parts, because Hashem needs us to fight, to be His warriors. And therefore the places that Bnei Yisrael lived in, Hayu Mekukolim B'yoysa, were the worst, like Rashi says. Tremendous chizuk. A person sometimes finds himself in a place, he's here, well, I don't belong here, what am I doing here? I belong together, Kaisle Beis Medrash, I'm out in the world, I have to put up with all these insiyonis. The Teretz is yes. Shederech HaMelech Lahamid HaGiboyrim B'Machem Chayzik HaMochama. Hashem sends the best soldiers in the most dangerous parts of the Mochama. And Hashem puts us there. Kevayochol says it's Fasemes. Hashem is proud of us. Kevayochol, Hashem is mispoyer. Hashem boasts about Bnei Yisrael, Shem Nishmorim Boyrim Hazeh, that they're able to wash themselves in this world, Me'atayvim, Me'taruvois, or Mizdavkin Boy, Ba'umazan. Even in this world, they're able to attach themselves to Hashem. Tremendous chizik. A person finds himself in a difficult situation, a difficult place, with the nisyonis are great. Hashem gave him the kayach to overcome it. And he's there, laham and gibayrim, in the mokum chayzik hamachala. It's good to see it inside this Sfas Emes. It's the first piece in Achrei Mois in the year Tov Resh Samach. Okay. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. First, the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, shaylin b'hilchos ha-Pesach, kaydim ha-Pesach shiloshim yoyim. We started already asking, learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days before. The Ramah adds on, U'minig liknois chitim l'chalkan l'aniyim u'tzarech Pesach. And the minig by Klal Yisrael is to ready to buy wheat to give out to the aniyim for Pesach. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal said, the Ramah starts off with a vav. Uminig liknos. So add some minig to buy. He said, I was always bothered. Why a vav? Uminig. Is there any connection between the din of the Ramah and the din of the Mechaber? Shailin behilchos Pesach, kaidim pesach shoshim yoyim. One idea, one halacha. And minig to give the aniyim money for Pesach, to buy wheat for Pesach. What's the uminig? The Moshe said, minig. No din. It's a minig to give the aniyim money for Pesach. And literally said, the answer is with a Maisa Shahoyim. he said that during the Mochama, the Germans conquered Poland on one side, the Russians were coming from the other side, and the many of the Bach of the Yeshiva ended up in Litta in the middle, with the Russians on one side and the Germans on the other side. And they ended up in Vilna as an Im Miklot for a while. They were in Vilna, and many people were cut off from the families. The families were on one side, and they were on the other side. Rav Chaim Eiser, the God of Ador, was in Vilna. So when Yaakov Glinsky came to Vilna, after Bachar, he wanted to go in and talk to Rav Chaim Eiser, meet the God of Ador. So he knew one of his relatives. He was able to get an appointment to go see Rav Chaim Eiser. He had an appointment for 11 o'clock the next morning. So Rav Yaakov Glinsky, the night before I went to see Rav Chaim Eiser, I couldn't sleep. I was up the whole night. What did I do the whole night? I chazed over. I was learning. I chazed over. What was I learning? I was learning Masechet Yevamah Sde'im. The whole night I was chazing over Chamesh Esrei Noshim, Poydris Tzareseyin, Metzores Tzareseyin, Menachalitza, Menayibum, Metzayfa Oyvum. The 15 Noshim, the Pater, the Tzores, Mechalitza, and Yibum, and so on. And I chazed over all the Sugyas and Yevamahs. So I figured tomorrow when I go into Reb Chaim Meiser, what's he going to ask me? He's going to ask me, no, Yeshiva Bacha, no. First question, what are you learning? Second question, no, it's a chiddush, tell me something you learned. A third question, no, a goterah, it's another chiddush. Comes the next morning, I came to Reb Chaim Moses' house and there's a line, I'm waiting in line, and finally comes my turn, and I'm rehearsing in my head what shtickle Torah to say over, what to say over to Reb Chaim Moses. I came to Reb Chaim Moses, and I thought he's going to ask me what I'm learning, a chiddush, those three questions. Instead, Reb Chaim Moses asked me three different questions. The first question he asked me, when was the last time I received a letter from my parents? When was the last time I had any contact with my parents? I was a little taken aback, says Rabbi Akulinsky, but I answered him over half a year ago. My parents are on the Russian side, I was on this side, and for half a year I have no contact with my parents. Rabbi Chaim Eiser asked me a second question. Do you have a blanket to sleep with at night? Do you have a blanket to keep you warm at night? So Rabbi Akulinsky said, a bed, Reb Chaim Eiser didn't ask me because Yeshiva Bacha slept in those days in a bench in the base of Medrash. That was his bed. But he wanted if I had a blanket. It was very cold. Without a blanket, a person could freeze. He wanted if I had a blanket to sleep at night. And then he says to me, can I look at your shoes? Show me your shoes. Let me see your shoes. I said, yeah, this is my shoes. He was very embarrassed because the way his shoes looked, it wasn't exactly put together. The way he said all the story was in a Vardik, they would use the Russian. That the Yeshiva Bachan's shoes were kulam uhuvim, kulam brurim, kulam paischen es pihem. That's what the Yeshiva Bachan's shoes looked like in the Arabic. So he's a little embarrassed to show Reb Chaim Eiser what his shoes looked like. But Chaim Eiser asked to see his shoes. So he showed him his torn, patched up, ripped shoes. Chaim Eiser reaches into the drawer, takes up money, and says, here, go buy yourself a new pair of shoes, and my house is open to you for 24 hours a day. If you need anything, come back. Yaakov, he says, he started to cry. He started to cry. He says, he felt so emotional, he started to cry. It's the first time they felt somebody cared for him, and somebody was concerned about his welfare. With everything going on, the Muhammad going on, everyone was running, and no one had time. It's the first time he felt that somebody cared for him. And he said, his line after the was, I thought that Chaim Moiz would ask me about the Tzaris and Tzaris saying of Masechet Yevamos. Instead, he asked me about my own Tzaris. He asked me about my own Tzaris. What my troubles were, what I need. And he says, I realized how much it means when someone cares for somebody else. He says, perhaps that's the pshat b'ramo, umminig. It's very nice to ask about Hilchos Pesach. It's very nice to darshan. But don't forget, umminig to take care of Daniim also. Besides the learning, besides darshaning Hilchos Pesach, don't forget Daniim. There are many people out there that need the chizik, that need the help, that need a friendly shoulder to cry on, that need to know people care about them. Besides the learning, it's just as important to buy wheat and to take care of the aniyim for Pesach. Pesach is Zman Chelusenu. This mashal we mentioned many times, probably last Yom Tov, famous mashal from the Dumna Magid. We know when Yom Tov comes around, it's not just a celebration of what happened years ago, but in Shemayim, the whole scene is repeating itself over again, and all the hashpois and the oiris of the Yom Tov come down to this world, and a person could feel the kedusha and have the uplifting of the Yom Tov itself. Is Man Chevuseinu. Dun Magan is a famous marshal. The king was once traveling through the desert with his entourage, with all his soldiers, And in the middle of the desert, they run out of water. They run out of water, there's no water, and they're trudging, trying to reach the end, and one of the soldiers faints. And they have to get water fast. So the king sees there's no Eitzah, so he tells one of the fastest soldiers that he has, take a horse and ride till you find water as fast as you can and come back as fast as you can to save this man's life. We have to bring water fast. And the soldier takes off. And they're waiting and they're waiting, and the king notices that the soldier that fainted is not in good shape at all. He's getting dehydrated and he has to have water fast. There's no weights. The king says there's only one thing we can do. Start digging right now. Let's dig. Maybe if we dig deep enough, we'll find some water that will save his life. And the soldiers start to dig and dig and dig. And after a while, one gives a scream, water! Found water! They're quickly able to take out a pail of water and they're able to revive the soldier. A while later, the fast soldier comes running back from the river with a pail of water. And he sees he's a little bit too late. He sees they already had water. They already revived the soldier. The soldiers who did the digging tell the king, you know, we worked so hard for nothing. We dug and we dug, you know. Would have waited a few more minutes. We could have spared ourselves all the bother of digging because he brought back water from the river. Why do we have to bother to dig for? And the king says, it's true that right now we had water both ways, from the digging and from the river. But tomorrow, imagine if someone else passes by here tomorrow and he feels dehydrated and he needs water. If you tell him that yesterday the king's soldier brought water from the river when someone else fainted, it's not going to help him at all because he can't go to the river now. But if you tell him there's a well here, yesterday they dug and there's water underneath, there's a well in this spot, he'll know there's water here that could save his life. And that water he'll be able to use to save himself. Says Ibn Magid, every young, it's not pshat that once upon a time there was water that came. This is Man Chiruseinu, this is Man Matan Tayruseinu, and this is Man Simchaseinu. It wasn't that it happened once upon a time. There's a well. There's a well. Pesach time, there's a well filled with Man Chiruseinu. And every Pesach, that well opens up. And just like when we left Mitzrayim, we had Chayrus, this is Man Chiruseinu, we felt it, me Abdus L'Chayrus, every Pesach, that well opens up, and anybody who wants can be sure you could draw out from that well. May Abdus L'Chayrus, Zman Chayruseinu. Every Yom Tov we relive over and over again. The same Ashbois, the same virus, are all there coming down the Nashamayim. The well is wide open on Yom Tov, Zman Chayruseinu. Just a person has to want, a person has to realize it, a person has to behave the way he should properly, and a person can be Zaycha to Zman Chayruseinu, May Abdus L'Chayrus. This is a beautiful piece of Mitzadik HaKayin in Divrei Soifrim Ois Tezayin. It's a short piece. Take a look at inside. And he has a very interesting insight. And he says, if you look at how Klal Yisrael started, I'm sorry, Divrei Soifrim Ois Tezayin. Tezayin. It's a short piece, not a long piece. This is a very, very interesting insight. If you look at the foundations of Bnei Yisrael as a nation, it seems that we started off with no hope at all. Avram and Sarah. Avram was 100 years old. Sarah was 90 years old. Alpi derech hateva, there was no way that Yitzchak could have been born. There was no way that Yitzchak would come into the world. The Gemara even says Sarah was an akara. There was no way that Yitzchak was going to be born. They gave up. Even Sarah, after the Malachim came, at Yitzchak Sarah bekir b'lema. Sarah left. How could it be? Avram's 100, I'm 90. How could it be that I'll have a child? Yush. What happened? After giving up, Yitzchak was born. That was the Gashmis. The Ruchnius worked the same way. When it came time to leave Mitzrayim, where were we? Memtes Shari Tumah. The bottom of the bottom. One more step, it would have been all over. Nun Shari Tumah, we couldn't have come out. Holding Mamish by the last step, ready to give up. It was so bad, the Malachim Tainin, Halo of the Avodah Zorah, Halo of the Avodah Zorah. There was no hope. We were almost gone, completely. The last second, just when it looks like it's all over, Yish, there's no hope, Hashem comes and saves, takes us out, and turns us into His nation, Bnei Yisrael. Says Reb Tzadik, why? Why was it that the Gashmias and the Ruchnias of Klal Yisrael started, when it was over, Kamat Yish, and from the last second, we had a Yeshua. And he says to teach us all that Yish has no place in the life of a Yid. In the life of a Yid, Yush has no place at all. His Lashon is, Ein li Yehudi lis yayesh mishum dava. A Yid should never give up hope from anything at all. Sayin Ruchnis and Sayin Gashmis. A person sees that Gashmis is not working out, there's always a Yeshua. Gamem Raya Atzma, if he sees himself, Shemishtakeya Vahelech Be in Yonah Hamazah, he's seeking into the Taivis of Vayom Hazah. Al Yisyaish Ba'atzmoy. Don't give up and say, I can never separate and save myself. Kien Yiyush Klal Eitzel Ish Yehudi. There's no Yiyush Ba'yid at all. And Hashem can save a person B'chol Ha'inyin. The whole binyan, the whole building, the whole foundation of the Ummah Yisraelis of Klal Yisrael was after Yiyush. It teaches us there's no Yiyush. And then he says his famous vart, that when Avram went to fight against the Malachim, he says he took 318 Avodim with him. And Rashi tells us, who were the 318? Eliezer. What's the gematria of Eliezer? 318. Eliezer. Aleph, Lam, Yud, Ayin, Zayin, Resh is 318. So the Tzaddik, what's the gematria of Yiyush? The word Yiyush. Giving up? 317. One less. How does a person overcome Yiyush? Eliezer. 318. What's Eliezer? Keli Ezer. Hashem is my help. When a person has that bitachon, and he realizes that Hashem can help in all situations, there's no such thing as Yush. Eliezer overcomes Yush. Okay. Tremendous chizik. Every year we go through Golus, Roshana Abba B'Yerushalayim, Roshana Abba B'Yerushalayim. No Yush, Eliezer. Kayach of a Yid is 318. 318, Eliezer, Hashem will help, is one more than Yush, is one more than 317. So Shtaka B'Zaycha, Roshana Abba B'Yerushalayim this year, should be Takin next year, we should be in Yerushalayim. Shrek Mizaykh to see the beginning base of Mikdash and be asked outside and hear the name of Amen.
Amen.